You're listening to 96.9. That's 5 seconds of summer. This is the Thinker Girls on your Friday night.
Hey, I came home last night to my housemate eating dinner, and there's a funny dynamic between her and I because she's a fair bit younger than us. Mm. And anyway, I came home and we were kind of chatting, and I wasn't really paying attention to what she was eating. But it wasn't until I stopped for a second and I was like, "What the hell is that?" She goes, "Well, that's my dinner."
Oh, you actually said that to her out loud.
I said, "What the hell is, what is that? What are you eating that for?" And she's like, "Well, it's my dinner." What she'd done is, you know, those like four mix, vegetables, like you got your chopped peas, beans, carrots, whatever, cauliflower.
Yeah.
You know, like
you put on injuries.
Yeah, in the freaking supermarket. Yeah, oh, who even eats those? Anyway, she popped those into a little Tupperware container, filled it with water, put it in the microwave. It had beeped off. She'd put it through a little strainer and started eating it.
With
no pepper, that's no disgusting. Oil, no bloody sauces, not even a bit of soy.
Not even a bit of dead horse.
Not even a bit of dead sauce on there. And that's what that's why I stopped. And I was like, "What the hell are you doing? Like, is this the entree to the main?" Mm. No main to be found. She's like, "No, mate, this is my dinner." And I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "Well, it's more nutrients than toast, and I've got no money," because she's a uni student.
Toast is delicious.
And it did. Well, it took me back a little bit because as she was sitting there munching away, and look, I'm not far from where she is. I like to think I'm a little bit of a step up now that I'm no longer at uni, but there's still elements of foods that you prepare and you go, "Hey, this takes me back."
Chrissy, we don't know. We eat that food now and you know it. Four bean mix is my daily go-to,
it
and it's like one buck, and maybe I'll add a home brand tuna with it, lemon and cracked pepper or gourmet.
Are you
and
doing that home is, brand? You got to go John West.
Coles brand. No, it's an extra 90 cents. You can get 90 cents tuna, then four bean mix is like a dollar. That's lunch for $1.90.
Lemon and pepper. That's a bizarre. I don't know about that.
Tasty.
You got to go the oil. See, that's the gourmet side of things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do and still currently do? Eggs. CBF cooking. Get some eggs on your plate.
With what?
With just eggs and toast.
Oh, with bread.
It's a good excuse to have
the toast.
How
much do you reckon we're looking at that?
Oh, how much are eggs? They're
like,
expensive.
This reminds me of The Price is Right. You know when you had to guess how much
higher,
everything
lower,
costs?
Higher. I reckon that, that's stretching the budget. That's like a $2 meal.
Yeah, eggs aren't $5. Actually, eggs are pretty expensive.
They are.
Are you earning more than me?
Am I a bad person? Because I buy the caged ones too.
I do.
I shop on
Price.
I see the organic big ones and I'm like, "Sorry, boys, it's going to
I often love a bit of a penne pasta with maybe
nice.
just. I don't know, oil and cracked pep. I'll just have it with nothing, really.
What's not even tuna?
Maybe if I have some canned tomatoes, I'll chuck them in. But do you know, if you don't add anything with canned tomatoes, it's very tomato-y.
You don't say. Hey, what about mee goreng? Does that take you back?
As in, two-minute noodles. That smells like year 12 common room.
I was going to say, it smells like uni to me.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That and BO reminds me of uni.
How are you going to go with living with this girl?
Yeah,
that smell, like those steam vegetable smells is in your house.
I was concerned at first because I'm like, she's 19. And I'm like, there's a big gap, and not so much just age gap, but just like a different lifestyle kind of choices.
Well, not in the food element we've figured out.
Oh, well,
because
obviously.
You thought you were way above
we've
it,
got
but
a
you're actually
fair
not.
Bit in common, babes. Here's me at my ex thinking that I'm awesome.
Oh, God, you're listening to the Thinker Girls.